B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Let's get Matt on the phone. Hi, Matt.
What's up, Ramiro? How are you this morning?
How are you, sir?
I am phenomenal, especially after a big Patriots win yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Coming up later on, we have to get Melissa and Leroy's Patriots complaint of the week, because every Monday, even though they right now they're outscoring their opponents 1-2.
They're undefeated.
They're undefeated. Melissa and Leroy still come in and go, they really need to work on that tight end play. Listen, I'm like, are you kidding me? True. What do you want them to win, 50-0?
Yes.
But anyway, Matt, do you want to see Post Malone Wednesday night?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, well, this is a very easy would you rather that you have to answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now it involves Pebbles and Melissa from the show.
So, You're always picking on them, too.
No, this isn't.
That's right. You tell them.
Oh, this isn't picking on. It's good-natured ribbing. So, okay, here we go. Would you rather trust Melissa with your entire paycheck at the Encore Casino, knowing that she never walks out of there with money?
Ooh.
Or
tough one.
Would you rather spend a weekend at a hotel with Pebbles?
No, you did not.
Let me finish. A weekend at a hotel with Pebbles, not doing anything romantic, literally just
reading?
Hallmark movie marathon all weekend long, and you have to stay awake. So, Matt.
Choose wisely, man.
Trust your paycheck with Melissa.
Can I go on record real quick and say I wouldn't trust myself with my own paycheck?
Nobody would.
I will say that.
That's one. Or spend an entire weekend watching Hallmark movie marathons, and you have to stay
awake. They're great.
And then talk about them. Ugh.
The Christmas ones are coming.
So,
the best thing about it is I do enjoy some Hallmark movies.
Wow.
So I am definitely going to take spending a weekend at a hotel with.
Who needs to lose their paycheck? Yeah. We need to find someone who hates Hallmark movies.
Are you going to wear your silk pajamas, madam?
Oh, absolutely. That's the only way to go.
Tea and scrunchies.
We're going to have a great time.
We get the one guy who loves Hallmark movies.
Damn it.
What are the odds of that? I thought we were going to get a degenerate gambler.
He's probably going to crush a Lori Loughlin, too.
Oh, no, she's been fired from Hallmark.
Ooh, this is the one with Meredith Baxter Burney. I love it.
The best thing is we can talk about Hallmark movies when I win the suite for Wednesday night.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Don't ruin it for the rest of us, Matt.
That being said, I'm putting you in the pile of I hope he doesn't win.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.